Hey, Deanna here at Casper Christian School. I'm super excited to introduce our new head of schools and administrator, Mark Airwood. Mark has been in Christian education since leaving the corporate world in 2001. Initially, Mark assisted a small Christian school in Marble Falls, where his three sons were also enrolled. He got started there by teaching a senior government class and has now found himself educating and discipling young Christians. This is his passion and call on God's life. Mark, I'm so excited that you're here today.
It's such an honor to be here. We love being in Casper.
Welcome to Casper. Did they tell you about the wind?
I've heard all about the wind. And it's really funny because people will say, well, you know, what do you think of Casper so far? And, I'll say,
well, we love it. You know, my wife and I love it. And they say, have you spent a winter here yet? And it's like, no, we have not spent a winter here yet. But we promise to not let winter scare us off.
That's the thing. A lot of people tend to leave after they experience the wind. So I think you're going to promise us that you're going to stay, right? Because you're very passionate.
Yeah.
You're passionate about this about Casper Christian School, right?
That's exactly right. When you feel like God's called you, that's a pretty strong tailwind. You
know, that is.
That's one that keeps you where you're at.
That is. Well, we're really excited that you're here. We're so excited to have you. And we know the experience that parents and students have already had with you have been a very positive experience, and we are all super excited that you're here. So one thing we do know is that you are not a stranger to startup schools, and I know that was probably the hardest hire for Casper Christian School, is that we are a startup school, but you are not a stranger to startup schools. So what is it about Casper Christian School that drew you to this opportunity?
Well, I think it was twofold, and one was that, as you alluded to, I got my start at a startup school. I joined Faith Academy in Marble Falls, Texas, just outside of Austin, in its second year. So it wasn't there. We weren't there for the grand opening, but we got there as fast as we could. We put we put one of our sons in school there. And it was just seeing that walk of faith of that little school, because there were so many people in the community that said, oh, the community is too small. It can't support a private school. You know, it's just not going to make it. They've tried this before and it doesn't work and all those kinds of things. And I saw a can-do attitude and spirit of everybody that was involved. And then just that faith in the Lord. And Laura and I, my wife Laura, we look back on that as being some of the most joyous times in our career in education, because we celebrated every victory. Every child that came through the door was a gift from God, and they were treated that way. And every gift that came in, when someone's heart moved them to help our school, well, we celebrated.
Yeah.
And I think that gets lost as you get big. You know,
right.
You get accustomed, you get desensitized to God doing the small things, you know,
yeah,
and so that was one of them. The other one was when I heard that there was not an upper school, Christian school in Casper. And Casper, you know, I think the city population is right at 60,000.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
With no high school Christian education, that just really tugged at my heart. So I saw both challenge and opportunity.
Right.
Challenge, it's a startup school. Opportunity, it is such a ripe field for harvest.
For sure.
And I want to be a part of that.
Absolutely. I love that you point out the purity of a school in those early years. And I pray that that's something that we never lose here, because we've seen God do so many things that I know to most would be very small things. Sometimes like desks showing up or the chairs that show up. It's the small things. But we rejoiced, and there was so much excitement in those small things. And I can see where, as a school may get bigger, that changes. And so I pray that we're able to keep that can-do attitude that you mentioned. And I know with your leadership, we're going to be able to keep our eye on those small things and the things that God is doing and continuing to rejoice in those small things. So that's really exciting. I love the can-do attitude. That was really cool to hear, Mark. That really inspires me, actually. So you also mentioned in Casper that we don't have high school here yet. And that's a really big deal. That's like a really big deal.
Yeah.
And so do you see it being a challenge to get high schoolers in the door? Because one of the things that we've kind of heard continuously is that Casper already has great schools. And so why are we going to pay for high school education if we already have great schools in Casper? Do you see that being a potential challenge for Casper Christian?
Yes and no. It's a challenge because high schoolers, by their very nature, once they're in high school, especially if they're established, are reluctant to leave. Familiarity is important to them. So our school being established and creating a culture
that the kids enjoy is going to take a little bit of time. Yeah. But the other side of that is I think it's a real important distinction to say, listen, we're not here because of something the public schools are doing. We're here because of what the government will no longer allow them to do.
That's so good.
And that's lift up the name of the Lord. So, you know, these kids are formulating whether they're going to make mom and dad's faith their own.
Right.
And I just think that the school gets the most quality time with kids nowadays, more so than mom and dad, you know, since most of them are working. And, you know, they come in the evenings and they have a little bit of evening time. But during those great waking hours, they're in someone else's care. What is that someone else doing with them? Are they lifting up the name of the Lord? Are they growing them in their faith? You know, scripture tells us that, you know, the fear of the Lord is beginning of all wisdom and the beginning of all knowledge.
Yeah.
So I want an education that incorporates that creator into the study of what he created.
Right.
And that's where that complete wisdom and knowledge will come from. Because our hope is that we'll have kids that will graduate from our school, go off to college, and defy the odds, defying the odds that 80% will walk away from their faith.
That's right. Those numbers are very real. Barna is currently reporting on some of those and on some of those numbers. I mean, and some of them even go up to like nearly 95%. There's a difference in some of those numbers that they're pointing out. Some are saying that they're, you know, walking away from the faith, but then returning when they have children. And so, I mean, the numbers seem to be higher in that case. That they walk away from the faith and then return, but they're saying somewhere around 60% never return to the faith. And so those are big numbers. And we know at Casper Christian School, based on the research and statistics that we've looked into, when you partner with the home, the church, and the school, and you bring a unified message to these students, they are much more likely to follow in their faith.
Right. Well, the scriptures tell us that a cord of three strands is not easily broken.
That's so good.
So those three strands being the educational system, the family, and the church. Bring those three together, and you've got a cord that will not break. And that's what we're going to count on the Lord to do.
I think we're just at this point, even in America as a whole, not just Casper, but really across America. Look what's happening. Look what's happening that is shocking to us to go, what's happened? Where is this mindset coming from? Where is this? Where are these things coming from? Well, it comes from 1959 when we kicked God out of the public square, not just schools, but in government and everything that the government is attached to. You can't have God. He's dismissed, and we're reaping what we sowed. Mm-hmm. So our existence is to give Christian families this opportunity to have their child in an environment where the name of the Lord is lifted up and the biblical truths that we all hold to so dearly are embraced and followed without question and without salute to anyone other than God.
And under a governmental education or free public education, we won't receive that. Your students won't receive that.
No, and they can't. And that's the part that, you know, that's where our compassion for our great Christian teachers that are in the public school system, they truly are on a mission field. Okay. Right. But what I would ask a parent is, if you're not sure where your child is, do you want them to go to the mission field? Or do you want them to go to an area where their faith is enhanced and they're in this area where the foundations of their faith are explained and they're immersed in it while they're learning and while they're preparing for college?
Yep, I absolutely love that and I couldn't agree more. So for parents that might be looking for a way to save on tuition, this seems to be the biggest challenge for parents right now. I've met a lot of families that want this for their children. And the struggle is we're not government funded. We are not public funded. And Christian education requires an investment. I don't like to say it requires a cost. I like to say it requires an investment. This is investing in our children's faith and it's in their faith journey and their walks of life. And so for that parent that may be struggling to make that commitment, how could you encourage them with some experiences in your own past that you faced as a parent when it comes to investing in your child's education?
Well, I can tell you that in our almost 20 years of being in Christian education, I've not found someone that has regretted that investment. In fact, I've seen families make some amazing sacrifices in order to have their kids in Christian education.
And I think you have to look at it in a couple of ways. Scripture tells us that where a man's heart is, there his treasure will also be. Now, I know some families are already stretched and they're trying to figure out, okay, how can we make these other things work? And I promise you, when you put the Lord first and you make him the most important, he creates a way. I don't know how to explain it. It's beyond human comprehension, but I've seen the Lord honor the heart of the parents to make these sorts of things happen. If their desire is that their child grow closer to the Lord, I truly believe that it would be his great pleasure to help make that happen.
100%.
Now, we are tuition-based. I wish we were free. That's always been, I thought, what a wonderful thing for it to be free. But at the same time, I look at it as, you know, we call it tuition, but really what it is you're having to pay to make sure that something that's anti-God is not interfering with your child's life.
Right.
That's something that I think another way of looking at it. So those sacrifices and things that are made, what price can you put on your child having an incredible walk with the Lord and going on and living a godly life and having a godly spouse and wonderful kids that they also raise in that faith? You can't put a price on that.
There is no price to put on that. And I think that's why I like to refer to it as an investment rather than a cost. And I think helping parents to understand that you are investing in your child's future.
Right.
Regardless of where they go to school, we're making huge sacrifices and investments. But in this case, it's the faith walk that comes with that. And we want to see our children go on to serve and live for the glory of God. And that makes a huge difference. I know firsthand as a parent as well, Mark, we were on one income when we sent our oldest to Christian school, and it didn't make sense in the budget. And so the Lord did make a way. So I can attest to that as well. The Lord made a way for us. And there's no doubt in my mind that the Lord will not make away and pave the way for those parents that are struggling to make that decision right now. Are there any options for parents right now that are realistically looking at their budget in black and white and saying, there is no way that I can send my child to the Christian school? What options do those parents have?
Well, we have needs-based tuition assistance here at CCS. We're in the process of getting that set up, and it will be something that's online. I want to stress it's needs-based. So there is a confidential third party that is the only one that sees the financials, but it does an assessment, and it gives a recommendation to us about whether a family needs some help in coming, or whether they've just kind of reprioritize, you know, what existing funds they do have. And if a family does qualify, then we have got a set aside amount that we can allow to come to that family in the form of tuition assistance. So in other words, you know, our tuition for middle school is $6,000. It may come back that the family needs 25% help.
Sure.
So that 25% is taken from this other pool, and it's paid right along with the family's monthly payment. So their monthly payment would be reduced, and there'd be funds that would come from another fund. Now, that's not an inexhaustible source. That's a small source.
Sure.
But at the same time, it does allow that family that thinks there's no way to find out that there actually is a way.
That there may be a way.
There may be a way.
There may be a way. Mm-hmm. At this point in time, is that fund directly funded by donors? Is that program set up and funded by donors? Are we looking for help in continuing to build that Mountaineer Fund?
As I said, that it was a limited fund. It is because it's from the benevolence of our community. So however much we have, we're going to give away. We can't touch it until we give it away. Does that make sense?
Okay.
A donor donates to us for our tuition assistance fund. That's not just money in the kitty for us. It can only be accessed when we give it to another family to allow them to help pay their tuition.
Okay.
So it is a blessing to our school, but it's a blessing to a family. And then it's a blessing to the donor. And isn't that just like God?
It is just like God. It is just like God. Mark, it has been a pleasure getting to know you just a little bit and being able to share a little bit of your testimony and your experience with our community. I would like to end here with just telling you a little bit about what Mark has done to serve over the last 20 plus years. Mark has dedicated his life full-time to Christian education. He has served as a classroom teacher, spiritual life director, athletic director, head football coach, and we are blessed to have him here at Casper Christian School. Again, Mark, thank you so much for being here today and introducing yourself to the community.
It is my honor. Look forward to meeting folks here at CCS.